What do you call a wall or a fence made out of rocks or stones?
It's a stone fence.
Okay. How about a large wooden vessel open at the top for carrying water or milk that has a handle like that?
Is that a chain?
Yeah, possibly. Or, I don't know, would that be what you'd put it in?
Well, I know in making butter from milk, they use what is called a churn, and everything. Maybe it could be carried in the same thing.
Yeah. Okay, well now, if the same thing were made out of metal instead of wood, would you call it something different?
I believe I've lost the word there. A bucket.
Sounds good. And what about the heavy iron utensil that you use in the kitchen for frying things, like, say, for frying chicken in?
It's a skillet.
Okey-doke. Now, would you distinguish this from the kind that you would cook, say, pancakes in? Would one have a high side and one a shallow one, low one, or are they both just different types of skillets?
Yes, let's say that. Would you be able to cook them on that? Couldn't put them on a grill because it has holes in it, hasn't it? I don't really.
Skillet's good enough. I just wondered if there were a differentiation.
Well, that's not that we refer to those things as frying pans.
Yeah.
And then usually the iron ones with the higher sides are skillets, you know, the old-fashioned cooking. See, the same. They say it tastes better, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, now what about the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of? Where you
the faucet.
Okay, now suppose you had this same kind of device on a barrel, say a barrel full of syrup. What would you call that?
Oh, I know. Wait a minute. Hit it in the faucet itself. Think of that word.
Would it be a faucet too, or would you call it a spigot? Or a tap? Or
well, let's go that. Let's call the one on the sink the spigot, and then you make that a faucet. Can we do it that way?
Yeah. Okay, well, now I've got one more for you. How about the one out in the yard you took a hose to?
Well, that's definitely a spigot, isn't it?
Okay. Now, if you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put them into for you to carry them home?
A large paper bag.
Okay. Now, what about a very large bag made out of loosely woven cloth? Say something that feed or seed or something like that would come in.
Well, we usually for that sack.
Okay, so would it be any special kind of sack?
Well, isn't it materially referred to as a croaker's bag or sack or something like that? Well, I believe that's the only name of it. It's special.
That's what I call them too. Mm-hmm. Okay, now what about a small musical instrument that's about that long and about that high and about that wide that you hold up your mouth and blow on?
That's a mouth organ.
Okay. How about the sort that consists of a piece of bent wire like that with a springy piece of wire in it that you hold up like that and go like so?
That's a harp, isn't it?
And what about a piece of children's playground equipment or playing equipment that consists of a long board that's balanced in the middle so that one child goes up and the other goes down?